Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
Righto, Jim, here it is. You wouldn't believe what happened to me this morning.
What happened to you this morning?
I had to go and see my doctor. I'd broke my arm in two places, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He told me to stop going to those places.
So that's like a warm-up sort of, even just a rubbish one. So here we go with Monday's joke.
Yep. A soldier survived mustard gas in battle, Jim.
Yeah.
And then he survived pepper spray by the police. You could say now he's a seasoned veteran.
Oh, no.
That's better.
Better than the first one. But it's not saying much.
Well, that's three. Because also, what about what the bloke said on the aeroplane?
Oh, no.
This is your captain speaking. This is your captain shouting.
We can only apologise.
Because he put out the SOS yesterday, remember?
I did. SOS to the world. I got a good one, a cricket one, Jim. You want to hear a cricket joke?
Yes, please.
Did you want to hear a good cricket joke, Jim?
Yes.
James Brochure. That was one sent in,
no.
Jim. It was sent in. Look, Jim.
How bad is that?
That was a little warm-up. That's an entree.
Really?
That's your chicken satay.
Oh, no.
With a bit of rice.
Chicken satay.
That's what they have, yes. Oh. And now for your main, Jim.
Come on.
Number 69, the beef and black bean sauce. I was on the train yesterday, Jim, when I came up here to work. Mm-hmm. I caught the train up from Geelong to Melbourne. Are they running? Anyway, I was on the train. And some random guy threw a carton of milk at me, Jim. Five slices of cheese and a tub of yogurt threw them at me. How dare he?
Oh, no.
Ratsy loves the chips. How dare he, Jim?
Geez.
It's all dairy.
Yeah,
cheese and milk and bread.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Not the bread, actually.
The bread stick.
Bread. It's all dairy, Jim.
Except the bread.
Except the bread. Take the bread.
How?
Listen to Jim.
How is that?
That's good. That's good. Jimmy boy, I tell you what, the SOS to the world has worked. A lot of jokes coming in, and here's one that's a little bit fruity, but we'll just tame it down a bit, Jim.
Right.
A man walks into a pub and sits at the bar, and in the corner is a dog sitting down licking its...
nether regions.
Yes, thank you, Jim. The bloke says to the barman, "I wish I could do that." The barman says, "Well, you might want to pat it first."
Oh, no. That's inappropriate.
Jim.
That's not appropriate.
But just got to go over and pat it.
Oh, no.
Just be friendly. Be friendly
that's
first.
Inappropriate.
Just friendly.
That's not acceptable.
You don't think so?
No.
That's all.
I'm sure.
Oh.
You sure?
Yes,
no,
I'm sure.
Sure. Still gave it a go ahead. They've been all right, Jim. Last night was good.
No.
About the dog sitting over there, Jim, in the corner.
No, they haven't, no.
The other day I got thinking, Jim, about what my parents did when they were married and young, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do at night, you know? Because they didn't have internet, or they didn't have Netflix and things like that.
Yes.
So I just wondered what they used to do at night.
Yep.
So I asked my 8 brothers and 9 sisters, and they didn't know either, Jim.
Oh, no. Not a bad one. Not bad, Fat.
Don't mind it.
So they found a way to get busy.
Well, they found something, Jim.
Yeah, that's it. Every 9 months.
Yeah, not bad. 17 times.
Not bad.
There you go, kids. Here's 50 cents and go and buy an icy pie.
Oh.
And take your time.
Oh, no.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
When are we on holidays, Jim? I've had a long, long. Wow.
End of June, you get a break, and we all get a break from you. All right.
I've been gone since June last year.
Joke.
Jim, Mr. and Mrs. Egg were madly in love, and they just celebrated their beautiful wedding day with all the Egg family members and friends.
Yes.
I saw Easter there and poached and scrambles were there. He was all over the place, Jim.
Oh, do you get the feeling that he's ad-libbing now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Florentine, was he there?
That's it.
Florentine couldn't make it. It's too far away.
Yeah.
But it was a bit, It was a beautiful day, Jim.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, evening comes around where it was time for the newlyweds, Mr. and Mrs. Egg, to retire to the boudoir, Jim. Mrs. Egg, she went straight to the bathroom where she freshened up. And in the meantime, Mr. Egg jumped into bed with very high expectations, fair to say, Jimmy boy. Mrs. Egg opened the bathroom door and there she was, beautifully dressed in a nice revealing lingerie. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Negligee even, but yes.
lingerie. Anyway, Mr. Egg, Jim, in bed, took one look and jumped up, ran over to the suitcase, put on a crash hat, and jumped back into bed. Mrs. Egg looked at him and said, what do you need the crash helmet for? Mr. Egg said, well, last time I got this hard, some dickhead hit me on the head with a spoon.
Oh, no.
Jim. Just he had the crash helmet
real
on.
Meandering story.
Yeah.
About two eggs getting married.
And the family were there.
Were they?
Coach.
What other members?
Easter.
He's coming. Get him back off. Get him off.
Will.
For even more Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.